With your latest news, I'm Carsley Fuller. The opposition flags concerns after the premier is quoted in a recent news article saying government is reconsidering several proposed new revenue measures announced for the 2026-27 budget.
And this is after fine-tuning their budget in response to feedback they've gotten from residents and businesses about the fees, saying that they're not set in stone, particularly even the one with the driver's license. And even though that's good news because a lot of people are worried about the cost of living impact and the inflation rate, it's key to point out that this is exactly what I said to them in their budget, asking them if they did any impact assessment before implementing these fees or considering these things to balance their budget.
Deputy Leader of the Opposition Kenneth Bryan speaking on Radio Cayman's For the Record on Wednesday. In a written statement, the PPM adds this is why its MPs abstained from supporting those measures in Parliament, quote, because the process was rushed and the financial justification was not clear. In a recent article published in local media, Premier the Honorable Andre Ebanks reportedly said several fee increases announced during the budget process are still under review.
I do want them to reconsider because it's already starting to become inflationary. You ask anybody in the street, they can tell you the cost of living is going up for a number of reasons. Minimum wage to the fee potentials that are coming and businesses are preparing for that. You see fees going up. But the adverse effect to that is if you pull back on those fees, are you going to make your mark on your budget?
The PPM wants the National Coalition for Caymanians government to address how any resulting revenue shortfall will be addressed, if expenditure will be adjusted, and if any projects will be deferred. Mr. Bryan says his side is putting together a series of parliamentary questions he's hoping will be answered when MPs meet in the House on March 4th. In court, it's a busy few months ahead on the calendar with several unrelated matters set for trial or sentencing. Radio Cayman's Jevy Ebanks gives us a look ahead.
Jaden Shaw Green will stand trial in March for assault occasioning actual bodily harm. He pled not guilty to assaulting a woman during a domestic dispute at a West Bay address in September. The court noted that he's on island on limited time, which expires in June. In a separate case, Richard Alexander Bernard III is also set for a March trial on a charge of common assault relating to an incident on the 22nd of November at Fern Circle. He recently entered not guilty pleas to that offense. In an unrelated matter, he's pleaded guilty to possessing an offensive weapon, namely a machete, which was used to threaten someone on Paxton Way, as well as causing fear or provocation of violence. Meanwhile, Abian Natalie Gale will be sentenced at the end of March after pleading guilty to disorderly conduct and resisting a police officer in 2025. A social inquiry report has been ordered ahead of her 30th of March sentencing. Looking ahead to April, Amoy Nicola Ashley will stand trial for two counts of criminal trespassing and common assault. She's accused of entering a residential home as a trespasser and assaulting a woman known to her in West Bay on the 12th of October. She pleaded not guilty last week and remains on bail until her 10th of April. Trial. And in another unrelated matter, Debbie Ann Christie and Reneal Lewin Howe are both facing charges from an incident on the 11th of August. Miss Christie has pleaded not guilty to common assault and assault occasioning actual bodily harm, while Mr. Howe has pled not guilty to two counts of common assault and one count of unlawful wounding. Both remain on bail pending their next court appearance. Jevy Ebanks, Radio Cayman News.
Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which takes us out of the newscast. I'm Carsley Fuller.
BBC News with Govinda Gill. Polls have closed in Bangladesh in the first election since the uprising that ousted the authoritarian Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina 18 months ago. A coalition headed by the Islamist Jamaat-e-Islami ran against the centre-right Bangladesh Nationalist Party. A Ukrainian skeleton bob racer has been blocked from competing in the Winter Olympics for intending to wear a helmet featuring athletes killed in the war with Russia. Vladislav Heraskevich tweeted, "This is the price of our dignity." The acting head of the UN Stabilization Mission has arrived in the rebel-held eastern Congolese city of Goma. The UN said Vivian van der Peer's arrival at Goma Airport was an important milestone after a long period without air access. Syria's army has taken control of Al-Tanf military base close to the Jordanian border, which had been used by the United States for almost a decade. This was done in coordination with the Americans. BBC News with Govinda Gill.